to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. We're joined by Matt Brodsky. He is a senior Middle East analyst at Wikistrat and a senior fellow at the Security Studies Group. He has been writing impressively about a couple of important issues involving Iran and its proxies, Hezbollah and others in Lebanon, and we're anxious to talk with him about what the implications are of what's happening in the Middle East and perhaps elsewhere at their hands. Matt Brodsky, welcome back. It's so good to have you.
Good to be with you again.
Let me ask you to talk about a very important subject that you've written provocatively about in your recent piece at National Review, namely four options for extricating ourselves from what I think of as the Obama bomb deal, the so-called deal or agreement with Iran concerning its nuclear weapons program.
Okay, well, let's first stipulate that, number one, Iran is cheating. We know that Iran is cheating and violating the agreement, and that's from weapon transfers, from ballistic missile work, to a lot of cheating on the nuclear side on the margins, but on a whole range of issues that cumulatively will bring them a lot closer to having a nuclear weapon. So the four options that I see is the first is to plead the case internationally, and that's based on the UN Security Council Resolution 2231. And that's what locked in the agreement internationally. And that's what Obama did to bypass Congress and seal that in. Now, in that option, you plead that case internationally, and we would need a functioning State Department to be carrying that message out and to make sure we know what we're going to do after. Second option is to just not certify them again in October when it comes up again, because they're in violation of the Iran Nuclear Agreement Review Act. And that lays out four conditions: that Iran is implementing the deal and all related side agreements. By that condition right there, that means the UN Security Council resolution is a side agreement and all of the other agreements that we don't even know about. So they're violating that.
Let me just ask you a quick question on that, Matt. There have now been two certifications under the Trump administration that it is in compliance. H.R. McMaster, the National Security Advisor, apparently is still insisting that it is. Is it clear to you that that's not so?
They would like to keep them certified, but what they want to do is also, it seems, to take part in this verification scheme game that the State Department and the Obama holdovers are still very strongly pushing, which would essentially submit the United States to a ongoing, endless game, essentially, at which point we'll learn nothing but have wasted a lot of time. And in the meantime, will keep us locked into the agreement. Option three is to do what should have been done in the beginning before going to the UN, which was submit this as a treaty like it should be to the Senate and have them vote on it. This has nothing to do with the conditions that Iran is breaking. It would fail in the Senate, and then the deal is dead. And that, you know, gives the president a lot of cover because he gets to say, you know, what can I do? I did the right thing. I corrected a wrong. The fourth option, though, is that we develop a system of penalties while staying within the agreement to push back inside the agreement against every single infraction, so that we make the deal so painfully horrible for Iran that they're the ones who break out of the deal, that they're the ones who do it. That saves us face in the international community and gives us time to work with the international community and get our own Congress on the same page to have a whole system of penalties that we can put in place against Iran, while at the same time pushing back against Iran on every issue that is not related or covered in the nuclear deal itself. And that's something we're not doing right now. Together, all of those things will force Iran to walk away from the agreement. And one main thing I want to say is that a major reason that I think that this fourth option is a good idea is because we are in a state where we just discussed the State Department, and the president is not working well with Congress. The State Department is not working with the president, much less working with foreign governments. And to the extent that we have no plan that I'm aware of for the moment we walk away, if that moment was tomorrow, you know, we need to have a plan of what we're going to do in place. And I don't see that we have one. If we had one and we had done all this groundwork that Obama should have done after signing the agreement and that Trump certainly should have been doing as item number one when he came into office, then fine, just walk away from the deal, make the case that they're cheating. But dealing with reality as it is, this is, you know, this is the scenario that we're in. And again, in all these scenarios, it's to walk away.
No, I get that. I'm still not clear that that's what key people in the administration like H.R. McMaster want to do, but that's a second order problem to the first. I have to say I'm concerned about sending a treaty that you don't want ratified to the Senate because we've seen, for example, in the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, a treaty rejected by the Senate. It's still on the books. It's still being observed. And it can also be brought up again at any time since it lives on the calendar. So under other circumstances, you might have problems with that. So option three isn't so attractive to me, but I'm inclined towards option two, but I hear what you're saying. We do need some spade work done. Hey, listen, very quickly, Matt, you've also written recently at the Weekly Standard, another very important piece, and I wanted to cover that quickly if we could too. Namely, that U.S. policy is at the moment in Lebanon helping Hezbollah. We were just talking earlier in the program with Joseph Heumeier about Hezbollah and its operations in our own hemisphere. For that matter, there's, as you know, many reports of cells of this terrorist organization at large in the United States. This would seem to be a very ill-advised policy to be pursuing. Tell us how we're doing that and what the implications are in Lebanon.
Well, okay, so the horrible problem here is we are working with the Lebanese Armed Forces, the LAF, which is something we've done since 2006, since the end of the Israeli war with Hezbollah. And this is to boost the LAF instead of Hezbollah, hoping that they would, be a good force in the country that the United States can work with. The problem is that they're thoroughly penetrated now by Hezbollah, and all the levels of power within Lebanon are controlled by Hezbollah. So it is just that it's a Hezbollah state. And we are sending now, we are actually expanding on this policy, which was an idea that was from General Abizaid, again, 2006, 2007. But that whole thing changed in 2014, the idea that the LAF should be a force that's working with that we can work with and that is in control of the country. Obama, while negotiating the nuclear agreement, decided that he was going to do away with any part that had to do with Hezbollah disarming and just concentrate on the LAF fighting Sunni Islamists. So he changed the entire focus. We now in this administration don't seem to have updated our thinking, and we are contributing now to a problem that inevitably Israel is going to have to deal with. And if not Israel, it's going to still cause problems for the United States. It's a review of we need to have.
Matt, this seems to me to be just another example of how in so many areas Obama policy is continuing despite the election. And in part, that's because of Obama policymakers still being in place in the United States government. It's a travesty, and I think is this case in point makes the larger one as well. Thank you for making it with us, Matt Brodsky. The work you're doing at Wikistrat and the Security Studies Group is appreciated. Come back to us again very soon. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again on Monday. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.